Welcome to Torat Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be learning Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Chaf Aleph. In this Perek, we will read about and learn about the cities that were given to the tribe of Levi. We have already learned previously that Shimon and Levi did not get their own territory in the land. Shimon was confined within the borders of the tribe of Yehuda, and Levi gets cities scattered throughout the land. Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Yigshu Rashi Avos Halavim El Elazar HaKohen V'El Yoshua Binun El Rashi Avos HaMatos B'nei Yisrael. And the heads of the tribes of Levi came to Elazar the Kohen, to Yehoshua Binun, and to the heads of the households for the tribes of the B'nei Yisrael. At this point in time, the Levim will request their cities. They will get six cities of refuge, the six Arei Miklat, plus 42 more cities for living, for a total of 48 cities. 13 of those 48 cities specifically went to the Kohanim, as will be outlined in this chapter. As we have already learned, they did not get their own territory because it was the task of Levi to be spread throughout the land to infuse the Bnei Yisrael with Kedusha and with a spirituality and a desire to serve Hashem. Parachaf Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Vayidabru Elehim B'Shiloh, the Levium spoke to the heads of the leaders of Israel in Shiloh, Be'aretz Canaan, Lamor, and the city land of Canaan, saying, Hashem Tziva V'yad Mo. Hashem commanded to Moshe to give us cities to dwell in, and open spaces, pasture land for our cattle. It is interesting that this pasuk tells us specifically that they made their request in juxtaposition to Shiloh. Why is it important to know that their request was made in Shiloh? Because until the Mishkan was established in Shiloh, Mizbechot could be erected anywhere. The Kohanim and the Levim did not assume their central status as the ones who perform the Avodas Hashem, specifically through bringing of Korbanos, because you could set up a Mizbech anywhere and offer. However, once the Mishkan has been set up in Shiloh, the Levim come to their national leadership in Shiloh, and therefore they make their request. Once the Mishkan has been set up, they will come to the fore as the leaders of Israel. Pasuk Gimel, Vayidu Bnei Yisrael LaLevim Minach LaSam, the children of Israel gave to the Levim from their portions, Al Pi Hashem, by the word of Hashem, as Ha'arim Ha'ela, these cities, V'asme Gushain, and open spaces for pasture land. The Levim, as will be outlined in this parak, were divided into four family groups. Each group received cities for its use. So the first group is the Kohanim. The Kohanim, of course, are descendants of Aaron HaKohen, and they are a member of the family of Kohath. Then you have the remainder of the family of Kohath, the non-Kohanim. You have the family of Gershon, and you have the family of Merari. Pasuk Dalet, Vayetzi HaGorol Mishpachos HaKohasi Vayihi L'bnei Aaron HaKohen Min HaLevim. So the law came for the family of Kohath, but specifically for the branch of the family, the sons of Aaron the Kohanim. And where were their portions? Mimate Yehuda U'mimate HaShimoni. And they received their portion, their cities, from the portion of Yehuda, Shimon, and Binyamin. Bagorel Arim Shalosh Asrei. They received 13 cities by lot. So it's relevant here to note that the portions of the Kohanim were in the territory of Yehuda and Binyamin, so that they would be close to the place of worship in the Mikdash / Mishkan. Pasuk Hey, V'levnei Kahas Hanosim, and to the remainder of the families of the Kahas, Mimishpachos Mate Ephraim, from the families of the tribe of Ephraim, Umimate Dan, Umichatzi Mate Menashe, Bagora Arim Eser. So the family of Kahas, the Levim, not the Kohanim, received cities from the tribe of Ephraim, and Dan, half tribe of Menashe, they received 10 cities. V'levnei Gershon, and the families of Gershon, they received cities from the territory of Yisachar, Asher, Naphtali, half tribe of Menashe, and Gershon received how many cities? Shalosh Esrei, 13. Pasuk Zayin, Merari, they received cities in the territory of Reuven, Gad, Zevulun. How many cities? 12 cities. Vayitnu Bnei Yisrael LaLevim Eser Arim Ha'ela V'Esma Grishehen. The Bnei Yisrael gave to the Levim these cities and open spaces. Kasher Tziva Hashem Biad Moshe B'Goral, like Hashem commanded Moshe through the Goral, through the lot. And then the Perek in great detail lists all of the cities specifically that by name that were given to the Levim. The Perek concludes, Vayitin Hashem l'Yisrael es kol ha'aretz. Hashem gave Israel the entire land. Asher nishba l'seis la'avos, that he swore to give to their fathers. Vayirashuha, and they inherited the land. Vayeshuva, and they dwelled in it. Keep in mind, this is the conclusion of Perek Chaf Aleph. There are only Prakim Chaf Dalet in Sefer Yoshua. We are coming to the end of Yoshua. And here the Navi tells us that Hashem gave Israel all the land as he swore to their forefathers. They inherited the land. They lived in the land. Vayanach Hashem lahem misaviv. Hashem gave them rest from their enemies all around, like he swore to their fathers. Velo amad ish bifneihem mikol ayveihem. No man stood against them from other enemies. Es kol ayveihem nasan Hashem biyadam. Whenever they went to battle, God gave all their enemies in their hands. Lo nafal davar mikol hadavar tov. Not one good thing was lacking from what Hashem promised. Hakol ba, it all came to pass. As we have already learned in regard to Shimon and Levi, the tribe of Levi was to be spread throughout Eretz Yisrael to teach Israel and to instill a sense of Kedusha as spiritual leaders amongst the Bnei Yisrael. If you look at Birkas Moshe, at the very end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, in Perek Lamed Gimel in the book of Devarim, in the Bracha to Levi, in Perek Lamed Gimel of Devarim, Pasuk Ches, Moshe says, Ula Levi Amar tu mecha ve'urecha le'ish chasidecha. Your Tumim and your Urim, Hashem's Urim and Tumim, will go to his pious one. Furthermore, Moshe says in Pasuk Yud, Yoru mishpatecha le'Yaakov v'sarascha le'Yisrael. The job of Levi is to teach Yoru, Torah, Hora'ah, to teach your laws to Yaakov and to teach your Torah to Yisrael. Yasima ketorah ba'pecha, they will offer ketoras in God's nose, so to speak. The Kalil Am's Bechecha. They will serve in the Mizbech, they will offer the Ketores, they'll be the ones who serve in the Mishkan and later the Beit HaMikdash. So on these words, Ula Levi Amar Tu Mecha V'Urecha Lish Chasidecha, what Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to here is the Urim V'Tumim, that the Kohen Gadol wore as part of the Big Day Kuhuna. What exactly was the Urim V'Tumim? Well, as part of the Big Day Kuhuna, the 8 priestly garments worn by the high priest, if he came to serve without these priestly garments, he was actually chay of misa. That's how important these beautiful garments were. He wore a breastplate. The breastplate had 12 stones, 12 beautiful precious stones. Each of the stones was engraved with one of the names of the Shvatim. Within the fold of his breastplate was the Urim V'Tumim. According to most commentators, the Urim V'Tumim was a piece of parchment with the name of Hashem written on it. It went into the folds behind the breastplate. This is quoted by Rashi and Chumash. This is the opinion of the Ramban as well. The Urim V'Tumim was a piece of parchment. It had Hashem's name on it. It went in a fold behind the breastplate with the stones. Its function served as an indicator of Ratzon Hashem. So if somebody had a question, such as the king, such as the Beis Din, a person who needed Ha'ara, for example, on behalf of the community, they would come to the Kohen Gadol. They would ask the question. The power of the Urim V'Tumim, the Shem Hashem, would cause different stones to light up, different letters to light up, and this is how they knew what they should do. They would have an answer like this. When the stones lit up, it spelled a certain word. The Kohen Gadol understood the Ratzon Hashem, and he gave the person his answer. The Urim V'Tumim, unfortunately, was lost after the destruction of Bayis Rishon, the first Beis HaMikdash, by Bavel. And this is what the Urim V'Tumim is, and this is what Moshe refers to, that Levi shall be zocheh to wear. However, it's very interesting that this piece of parchment that went in the folds of behind the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol was known as the Urim V'Tumim. Urim means light, Tumim means purity, from Or and Tumimus. Light and purity. Why, in Birkas Moshe, at the end of his life, does he reverse the order? He says, Ula Levi Amar Tu Mecha Ve'Urecha Le'ish Chasidecha. Hashem's Tumim and Urim will be worn by the pious one. Why doesn't he say the Urim and Tumim, which is what we call it, will be worn by the pious one? So Avsham Shafal Hirshton's commentary in Chumash has a very beautiful answer. He says, in general, the Torah places Urim before Tumim, but here it places Tumim before Urim. Again, the Pasuk is, Ula Levi Amar, to Levi Moshe said, Tumecha v'urecha l'ish chasidecha. God's Tumim and Urim will go to his pious one. Why? Sham Shirfal Hur says the Tumim from the word Tam, Tamimus, Torah Hashem, Tamima, represents the highest degree of spiritual perfection, while Urim from the word Or, light, represents the highest degree of intellectual enlightenment. What is Levi supposed to know that their task is here as they get their 48 cities scattered throughout the whole land of Israel? What must come first in an Eved Hashem? What must come first in a leader of God? What must come first in he who has God has chosen to lead and inspire the people? Is it the Urim? Do you have to have intellectual knowledge preceding Tumim, moral purity? Or must the Tumim, the moral purity, the sensitivity, the inspiration, the Kedusha of a person, must that supersede his Urim, his intellectual knowledge? Rav Sham Shirfal Hur says the Torah's purpose in Birkat Moshe is to characterize the unique mission of this tribe. Yes, you carry the Urim v'Tumim, but is what is required of Levi first and foremost is not intellectual brilliance. How smart you are is a gift from God. What is required is moral honesty, moral decency, a sense of purity, both between man and man and man and God. And the everyday life of this tribe must uphold first and foremost a high moral standard that allowed them to become the bearer of the Urim and the Tumim in the first place, says Rav Sham Shirfal Hirsch. And therefore, in Moshe's parting words, he says to Levi, Tumecha v'urecha le'ish chasidecha. You will only be zochot to wear the Urim v'Tumim if you know that your mission must first be a person of purity, tamimus, and only after that may you strive to acquire knowledge, because knowledge and intellectual prowess is a gift from God. But purity, moral strivings, ascension in holiness and kedusha, that is the work of men. Tumecha v'urecha. Make sure you are morally refined, and then you can start your quest for knowledge. And only then will you set a shining example to the Bnei Yisrael, amongst whom your cities are scattered, as to what the truest paragon of an Eved Hashem must surely be. And here in Parachof Aleph, it is the hope, obviously, of Yehoshua, that Levi will rise to the challenge as they receive their cities scattered throughout Eretz Yisrael. Thank you for joining our learning today. Le'ilui Nishma Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef Alaha HaShalom.